Welcome to the celebrity edition of Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast. Today, two legendary lyricists will compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold, hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again.
It's your man, the legendary DJ Kool. Without further ado, here's your host, Magic Mose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your man, Magic Mose. Give me a salt and pepper wig, and I'm hip-hop's Alex Trebek, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast. We're honored to have two golden era legends in the house today. Please give a huge Headspin welcome to the unparalleled Sun Doobie of Funk Dubious and the renowned Fat Lip from the Far Side.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah. Now, how confident are you guys that all your hip-hop knowledge is still in the front of your mind? Or do you guys listen to, like, adult contemporary music now or straight meditation whale music?
Hip-hop has never died. I still listen to hip-hop every day.
Nah, I'm good. I mean, as far as the hip-hop, nah. Yeah, we're good. I'm ready.
We're super excited to put you both to the ultimate golden era test. But first, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. Sun Doobie, I got a couple questions for you. Which hip-hop song from the 90s gives you goosebumps every time you hear it, and why?
I'm going to have to say Jump Around. DJ Muggs of Cypress Hill gave that beat to me first. So every time I hear it, you know, it makes me feel all fuzzy inside, because I'm glad my team did what they had to do.
When you said that they gave you the beat first, what do you mean? Like,
it was my beat first, and Muggs didn't like what I kicked on it. So then it went from Sin Dog. And then from Sin Dog, it went to Everlast, and, you know, he killed it. So, word, yo.
I didn't know that, but when you first heard that beat, did you envision that it would blow up that big?
Nah.
That it would be a hip-hop classic like that?
Nah, because everything Muggs did was dope. So it was like you're lost in that genius, like tornado. You know what I'm saying? It's just very creative.
Second question for you, Doobie. If you could have any famous hip-hop DJ spin at your 18th backyard birthday party, who would you choose and why?
Oh, I'm old, man. I'm 49 now, bro. That's back in the days. We're going back to the 80s. You know what? It had to be DJ Red Alert.
Mm.
Red Alert. You know, Uncle Red, I remember we would stay up late in the projects in New York, out there in East New York, just to hear Hot 97 or just to hear the mix of Red Alert.
Yeah, no doubt. Uncle Red spinning
Uncle
in the backyard
Red, yeah.
with a party hat.
No, well, forget about
Super
it.
Super dope. All right, last question for you, sir. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
It'd probably be my meditating and my Tai Chi and drinking my tea. Yeah.
Tai Chi and tea.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I'm older now, so I got to take care of my body. And
Tai Chi, that, I call it the slow karate. Do you do it outside in the park?
Yeah, man. You know, I do my thing. I got my Adidas tracksuit, so I'll be doing, you know what I'm saying, acting like I'm in the middle of Red Square, and I just do my Tai Chi, man.
It looks peaceful. I'm not mad at it. Fat Lip, let me ask you the first question.
Okay.
Which hip-hop song from the 90s gives you goosebumps every time you hear it, and why?
Every time I hear Protect Your Neck from the Wu-Tang Clan, because I remember when I first heard it, I was in New York. You know that time of hip-hop was just on fire. I was in the club. I thought it was Leaders of the New School, and I was like, yo, Busta. I thought Method Man was Busta Rhymes.
And Wu-Tang came out hard, like it was super creative. Did that influence you in any way? Like, to kind of, were you like intimidated, or you were like, oh shit, I got to step it up? Like, Far Side's got to step it up.
That's exactly what happened. I mean, Wu-Tang was amazing, man. Like, my son's name is RZA.
Oh.
Wu-Tang is amazing.
His real name is RZA?
RZA. Shout out to his mother for allowing me to name him RZA.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. This is a tough one. If you had to remove one member from the Wu-Tang Clan, including all of their past contributions to Wu-Tang albums, who would you choose and why?
Bro, what are you doing right now? Like, this took a weird turn. No, I literally did not sign up to do this. That's the Wu-Tang Clan. You don't... that's like saying which part of the hamburger would you want to take out?
All right, second question for you, Fat Lip. If you could have had any famous hip-hop DJ spin at your 18th backyard birthday party, who would you choose and why?
I would choose DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's DJ Jazzy Jeff. I think he's the perfect example of a DJ with technical turntablist skills, but yet he's based in the 90s. You're going to hear a 90s classic every four songs.
So thinking about people like Jazzy Jeff, is there a producer that you would have loved to make a track with during the golden era? Somebody you would have died to make a track with, but it just never happened.
I would say Premier. Yeah, yeah. That's like, I mean, we got, obviously, you know, we got Dilla and we got the Uma and pretty much worked with all of our famous favorite producers except for Premier. Premier would have to give me one of those smooth, jazzy tracks so I can do some little melodic thing over it. You know what I mean?
Last question for you, Fat Lip. What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I did a compound of herbal mixtures, and I made a tea.
So were these herbal compounds, were these legal in the great state of California? Or were these street legal?
These are the only herbals you'll hear me speak of from now on. The other herbals, that was back in the 90s.
All right, here's how the game's going to work. Each round, we'll be asking the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, and you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a big factor here. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, just yell stop and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving you both a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Celebrity Headspin Champion and $500! The loser today will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform one of their hits from the 90s out on Hollywood Boulevard. That'll live in our Instagram page forever. Forever and ever, forever and ever. Are you two icons ready to flex your hip-hop knowledge?
In the words of Tone Loc, let's do it.
All right, Son Doobie, you're going to be first. That means Fat Lip, you're going into our isolation booth now, my man.
All right.
All right, Son Doobie, this is the first round. Each question is going to be worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock is going to start after I read this first question. Here we go.
Word.
Which legendary West Coast group penned the hit Passing Me By?
The Far Side.
Name the member of Funk Dubious who was nicknamed the Porno King.
Son Doobie.
Finish this line from I Know You Got Soul. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have kept you. A long rhyme to step to.
What did Lisa Left Eye Lopez famously wear over her eye on the cover of Hat to the Back?
A prophylactic.
What does the acronym EPMD stand for?
Eric and Parrish making money, making dollars.
Name the title of Main Source's debut album.
Breaking Adam. No. Breaking Adams.
Finish this group name, Diamond D and the...
Diamond D.
All right, that's time. Son Doobie, you scored 5 out of 7 correct in that first round.
Oh, man, I was thinking because Diamond D, I'm a big fan of Diamond D, so I felt hurt when I couldn't answer that. I apologize. Diamond D, I love you. Word up, Harlem, Spanish, Harlem, Spaja, the Bronx, everybody up there. Word up, Uptown.
All right, Son Doobie, you're going to head into our booth and we're going to bring out Fat Lip of the Far Side. All right, Fat Lip, are you ready to show your hip-hop knowledge today?
I'm ready!
Yes, sir. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Which legendary West Coast group penned the hit Passing Me By?
Far Side.
Name the member of Funk Dubious who was nicknamed the Porno King.
Son Doobie.
Finish this line from I Know You Got Soul. It's been a long time.
I should have left you without a storm ride to step to. Think of how many weak shows you stepped through. It's timed up. I'm sorry I kept.
What did Lisa Left Eye Lopez famously wear over her eye on the cover of Hat to the Back?
Condom.
What does the acronym EPMD stand for?
Eric Parrish Making Dollars.
Name the title of Main Source's debut album.
Oh! Breaking Adam!
Oh! You got it right at the last second, Fat Lip. Right at the last second. Fat Lip, you scored 6 out of 7 questions correct. How do you feel about that?
Nah, come on, man. Come on, it's hip-hop, man. You asked me about, you know what I mean?
All right, let's bring Son Doobie out and go over the correct answers to the questions in this round. Surprisingly, both of you guys got this one correct. The Far Side wrote the hit Passing Me By. Now, the second one, both you guys got this one correct as well, surprisingly. Son Doobie was the member of Funk Dubious, also nicknamed the Porno King.
The Porno King from my extensive porno collection.
The line from I Know You Got Soul is, it's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Now,
yeah,
Fat Lip, you got that one correct, Son Doobie. Right. You struggled just
a little bit. It's been a minute. I love Rakim. Big shout out, Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
Now, both of you guys got this one correct. Lisa Left Eye Lopez famously wore a condom over her left eye on Hat to the Back. Now, both of you guys got this one correct. Eric and Parrish Making Dollars is what EPMD stands for. Breaking Adams was the title of Main Source's debut album.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, Fat Lip, we didn't get to this question for you, but Son Doobie, you missed this one. I felt like it was on the tip of your tongue.
It was, man. Yeah. Psychotic neurotic right until later on.
So you got it eventually. Yep.
I'm a big DITC fan, Fat Joe. Mm-hmm. I fought Andre the Giant. I mean.
So the group name was Diamond D and the Psychotic Neurotics. Now, Fat Lip, would you have gotten that correct?
I might have gotten it in the clutch just the same way with, you know what I mean, with the Main Source thing. I probably would have got it at the last second, but
yep.
Psychotic Neurotics.
Word.
Super
word
dope album.
Yeah.
Word.
All right, after round one of our celebrity edition of Headspin, Fat Lip is in the lead with 600 points. Son Doobie trailing just behind with 500 points. There's still a whole lot of Headspin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round. The questions are going to be worth 200 points there. Round two of the celebrity edition of Headspin is coming up right after this.
Don't go anywhere. Headspin will be right back. Headspin!
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to the celebrity edition of Headspin. We've got Son Doobie of Funk Dubious and Fat Lip of the Far Side going head-to-head today. Fat Lip's in the lead with 600 points. Son Doobie's right on his heels with 500 points. Today, these celebrity golden era legends are playing for the title of Headspin champion and $500. The loser will have to spin our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Today's celebrity edition of the Headspin Wheel of Consequences includes hits by both of our legendary lyricists. To hear what songs made the cut, let's go to our announcer, DJ Kool.
For Son Doobie of Funk Dubious, the choices are
Wow Wow Wow,
the Funkiest,
and
Wop Bobaloo Bop.
Fat Lip of the Far Side will have to perform either Running,
Passing Me By,
or Your Mama.
The celebrity Headspin Wheel of Consequences will decide.
Back to you, Magic Mouse.
Thank you to the legendary DJ Kool. Now, Fat Lip, you'll be kicking off round two. Son Doobie, you'll be heading into our booth.
Word.
Okay, Fat Lip, are you ready to get your head spinning into round two?
Let's do it.
Okay, 60 seconds starts after I read this first question.
All right.
Here we go. What brand of hat did LL Cool J help make famous in 1980s hip-hop culture?
Kango.
Name the group that consisted of Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy.
Crisscross.
What was the name of the Bay Area MC who wrote the hit Players Club in 1994?
Rappin' Forte.
Name the DJ producer for Naughty by Nature.
KG.
What is the name of the collective consisting of Showbiz and AG, Fat Joe, Lord Finesse, and Big L?
D-I-T-C!
From what city is Ed OG from?
Boston!
Name the group managed by Dame Dash that featured a fast-rapping Jay-Z on their single Can I Get Open in 1993.
Original flavor.
Damn, Fat Lip! You scored 7 out of 7 questions correct.
I feel great.
All right, let's bring out Son Doobie. All right, Son Doobie.
Yo, what up, yo? Word.
How was your time in the booth?
It was good. I got the juicy armpits now. It's hot up in here, yo. You guys got me hotboxing up in this.
Son Doobie, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your confidence going into round 2?
I'm going to do a 9. I'm going to do a 9 on this one. 2, you know, it was an 8 on the first, but I'm going to do a 9 now on the 2.
You got this, Son Doobie.
All right, let's do this.
Son Doobie, the questions in this round are going to be worth 200 points. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Are you ready to do this, sir?
Word, yo.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. What brand of hat did LL Cool J help make famous in 1980s hip-hop
Kango.
Culture? Name the group that consisted of Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy.
Crisscross.
What was the name of the Bay Area MC who wrote the hit Players Club in 1994?
Rappin' Forte.
Name the DJ producer for Naughty by Nature.
DJ KG.
What is the name of the collective consisting of Showbiz and AG, Fat Joe?
Digging in the Crate, D-I-T-C.
From what city is Ed OG from?
Roxbury, Boston.
Name the group managed by Dame Dash that featured a fast-rapping Jay-Z on their single Can I Get Open in 1993.
The group?
Yes, sir.
Damn, ski. Original Flavor?
Oh my God, Son Doobie, you got 7 out of 7
no,
questions correct.
Fuck
this
you.
Is an incredible celebrity edition of Headspin.
No.
You guys are killing it across the board. Round 2 is mind blowing. All right, we're gonna go ahead and bring out Fat Lip. Not only is this our first celebrity edition of Headspin, it's our first time ever having 2 contestants get perfect scores in the same round.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go over the answers for our listeners at home. LL Cool J made the Kango famous. Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac are from Crisscross. Rappin' Forte penned the hit Players Club in 1994. KG is the DJ producer for Naughty by Nature. What's you guys' favorite track that KG produced?
I'm going to say Hip Hop Array.
Uptown Anthem.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Now, both of you guys were quick on this question. Digging in the Crates consists of Showbiz and AG, Fat Joe, Lord Finesse, Big L, just to name a few. And Ed OG is from Boston.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the homie Ed OG.
Word. Bulldogs.
Son Doobie coming through with the exact provincipality. How do you pronounce that? Like the exact part of Boston where that was.
The province. It? Roxbury. Yeah,
the
yeah.
The province, yeah.
That's where Farrakhan's from. So, you know, I used
Word?
To study, yeah.
Dang.
Seemed like you struggled a little bit, but both you guys came through with this question. Original Flavor was managed by Dame Dash, and their first single, Can I Get Open, in 1993 featured Jay-Z. All right, at the end of round 2 of the celebrity edition of Headspin, Fat Lip still in the lead with 2,000 points. Son Doobie right behind at 1,900 points. This is a crazy-ass game. Celebrity edition, let's go. Round 3 is coming up. Correct answers are going to be worth 300 points, giving each of our celebrities a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and a grand prize of $500.
After the break,
It's the final round of Headspin, and one of our contestants will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequence. We'll be right back. Headspin!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, welcome back to the celebrity edition of Headspin. Fat Lip of the Far Side is still in the lead with 2,000 points. Sun Doobie of Funk Dubious is right behind him with 1,900 points. Ladies and gentlemen, we are heading into a historic round three. All right, Sun Doobie, you'll be going first. That means Fat Lip, you're going to head back into our booth. All right, Sun Doobie, I got a question for you before we get into round three.
Yeah, shoot.
Who are you closest to in the Soul Assassins?
Oh, that's easy. My big brother, Muggs. It's DJ Muggs of Cypress Hill.
Yeah? How long have you known Muggs? What age did you guys meet?
I was 16 years old.
Oh, shit.
He used to pick me up from high school, after school, and we used to work on music. Yeah, man, that was my life. That was the culture, always. Hip-hop.
Super dope, yeah. Super dope. Okay, Sun Doobie, we're going into round three for you.
Yay!
Drink your Sunny D, lace up those high tops. We're going to do it. 60 seconds begins after I read this first question. Here we go. Name the member of the hit squad responsible for the hit Your Mom's in My Business.
K-Solo.
In the early 90s, what malt liquor brand famously used the likes of Tupac, Biggie, Ice Cube, and Snoop to endorse their product?
Alcohol? St. Ides?
Name the West Coast pioneer who released the Dr. Dre-produced LP, No One Can Do It Better.
Nate Dogg.
Which legendary rapper-producer went on to score Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill?
RZA.
Name the three original MCs of Brand Nubian.
The original MCs, Lord Jamal, Sadat X, and Grand Poobah DJ Alamo.
Which Oakland-based rapper was also known as the Saucy Nomad?
Saphir.
What legendary rap trio originally went by the Disco 3?
Fat Boys.
Sun Doobie, you got 6 out of 7 questions correct, my man. Amazing performance in round three, very consistent. How are you feeling about it?
I feel good.
All right, well, let's go ahead and bring out Fat Lip. All right, Fat Lip, welcome to round three.
All right.
Yes, sir. Before we get into it, I have a question for you.
All right,
Fat Lip, as a fan of hip-hop myself and a super fan of Far Side, I want to ask a question. You no doubt influenced me and a lot of people that I know. Who influenced you as a rapper?
If I had to pick one, I would say
Kane, because that's where I got my whole style from. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm coming up tough, but to be more specific, a gifted with the smooth and swift terrific. That's like the first rhyme I ever wrote.
All right, Fat Lip, this is round three. You have to get 6 questions correct in this round. This is a big time for all the clams. Can you get 6 out of 7 correct in this round? Can you do it?
I think I will.
Correct answers are worth 300 points. Here we go. Name the member of the hit squad responsible for the hit Your Mom's in My Business.
K-Solo.
In the early 90s, what malt liquor brand famously used the likes of Tupac, Biggie, Ice Cube, and Snoop to endorse their products?
St. Ives.
Name the West Coast pioneer who released the Dr. Dre-produced LP, No One Can Do It Better.
D.O.C.
Which legendary rapper-producer went on to score Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill?
The RZA.
Name the 3 original MCs of Brand Nubian.
Grand Poobah. Sadat X. Lord Jamal.
Which Oakland-based rapper was also known as the Saucy Nomad?
Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
What legendary rap trio originally went by the Disco 3?
Playboy, time up.
All right, let's go ahead and bring out Son Doobie and talk about it. Fat Lip, Son Doobie, this has been an incredible celebrity edition of Headspin. Thank you guys so much for being part of this legendary episode.
Right.
Let's go over the correct answers for this round. All right, K-Solo wrote Your Mom's in My Business. This one, you struggled a little bit, Son Doobie, but you came through in the clutch. St. Ives was a liquor brand that famously used the likes of Tupac, Biggie, Ice Cube, and a lot more to sell their product. The DOC released the Dr. Dre-produced LP, No One Can Do It Better. The RZA went on to score Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill. Grand Poobah, Sadat X, and Lord Jamar are the original MCs of Brand Nubian. Now, Fat Lip, you did not get this one correct.
I know. Okay, wait. You know what?
You did not get this.
Can I tell you what it was? I just figured it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Saphir.
A little too late, sir.
Damn it!
Son Doobie, you did get this one correct. Saphir was the Oakland-based rapper known as the Saucy Nomad. Last question, Fat Lip, you did not get this one correct. Son Doobie, you did get this one correct. The Fat Boys went by the Disco 3.
So what happened? I lost. No, I think I lost, man, because I got the first one on the first round. I think I lost two. Oh, what, two?
I don't know. I think I lost.
All right, I'm glad you asked. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Son Doobie, you've been down 100 points this whole game, but you scored 1,800 points in the third round. That gives you a total of 3,700 points. That means you win.
Oh,
you
shit.
Won the game.
Oh,
Son
no,
Doobie
really?
Won
no
the celebrity
way.
Edition of Headspin. Make some noise.
You guys are kidding, right? Did I?
No,
really?
We won.
I love you, man. Hey.
Congratulations. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin champion. In addition to winning our title, you're going to be going home today with $500. All right, so Fat Lip.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Right.
Which of your 3 biggest hits will you be performing on Hollywood Boulevard here today? Let's find out.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Believe it or not, Bay Area legend Saphir Saucy Nomad of the Hobo Junction began his career as a backup dancer for Digital Underground alongside Tupac Shakur. The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Fat Lip, our celebrity Headspin Wheel of Consequences has spoken. It looks like you'll be performing your hit song, Passing Me By, on Hollywood Boulevard today, which I'm not mad. I want to see that performance. Thank you to our legendary lyricist, Fat Lip from the Far Side and Son Doobie from Funk Dubious. Congratulations to Son Doobie on the win. And Fat Lip, I cannot wait to watch you perform your hit Passing Me By on our Instagram page. If you would like to witness Fat Lip from the Far Side performing the hit Passing Me By on Hollywood Boulevard, head on over to our Instagram page. Headspin Game Show.
Thank you for tuning in. If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and slide into our DMs, y'all. I'll see you on the next episode.
episode of Headspin.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin. For the win, let it spin. For the win, let your head spin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Production support from Isaac Lucas. Music by The Math Club. Mixed by Sean Berman. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia gang cast.
Headspin! Yeah! Check it. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Yo.